Cybercrime Act gets approval and amendments to the OUR Act passed in the lower house. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The Cybercrimes Act, which seeks to address computer-specific offenses, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday with two amendments. The new act will replace the 2010 legislation and incorporates new offenses such as computer-related fraud or forgery, the use of computers for malicious communication, and unauthorized disclosure of investigation. It also addresses the use of the computer for malicious communication. State Minister for Science and Technology Julian Robinson pointed out that the clause was included because there's a new phenomenon called cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is an action of harming or harassing via information technology networks in a repeated and deliberate manner.
Persons willfully send messages which are designed to annoy, harass, etc. The data that is sent must be obscene, constitute a threat, or is menacing in nature. The person sending the data does so intending to cause or is reckless as to whether the sending of the data causes annoyance, inconvenience, distress, etc.
Opposition spokesperson on Information Communication Technology, ICT, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, while welcoming the provisions to address cyberbullying, said the clause could have the effect of inhibiting use of ICT. Mr. Robinson, in acknowledging the concerns, said Clause 9, Section 1B, is to be amended to state that a person commits an offence if that person willfully uses a computer to send to another person any data that is obscene or offensive. In closing the debate, Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, noted that offences under the bill require an act and intent.
We have been faithful to ensure that both aspects are provided for, so no innocent bystander will be caught by this. Nobody who is engaged in doing ICT business will be caught by this. You must have an intent to do some wrong. And the onus is to establish that in addition to the act, that the intent has been proven.
The legislation will now be sent to the Senate for approval. Meanwhile, the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR Act, has been amended to enhance transparency and boost investor confidence within the electricity sector. The bill, piloted by Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Mr. Paulwell noted that investors have repeatedly expressed concerns as it relates to the seeming lack of transparency with the mechanism being utilized to set tariffs for the electricity sector.
The OUR Amendment Bill will seek to address these matters by requiring the Office of Utilities Regulation to be guided by not only the amended Office of Utilities Regulation Act, but also the new Electricity Act, the amended and restated All-Ireland Electric License 2011, and certain principles when setting tariffs for the electricity sector.
He added that an expanded governance framework is being proposed to the office, the decision-making arm of the OUR. Section 4 of the Principal Act has been amended to require the OUR to set the rates in relation to electricity in accordance with, among other things, the Office of Utilities Regulation Act and any regulations made thereunder and the Electricity Act.
Section 4 of the Principal Act is also amended so as to require the Office of Utilities Regulation, when setting rates, to take into account the following: the interests of consumers in respect of matters including the cost, safety, and quality of the services, Jamaica's economic development, the best use of indigenous resources, the possibility of including specific tariffs to encourage the regularization of and payment for electricity usage by consumers who are unable to pay for the full cost of the services provided.
Section 16 of the Principal Act has also been amended to allow the Office of Utilities Regulation to make regulations outlining the procedure for analytical tools to be used in determining the tariffs applicable to prescribed utility services for the generation, transmission, distribution, supply and use of electricity. The bill will be sent to the Senate for approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.